Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, guys. You know what? Time's ticking.
Time's ticking.
Well, that's right.
That's well said.
We
got a lot to talk about, and it's been an incredible week so far for you with one more day to go. Let's knock out the weather first things first, Melinda. It looks like it's going to be nice for the next few days, warming up, and can't ask for much better than what we've had the last few days.
I tell you, where are the April showers and the April thunderstorms that we usually get? I think the man above gave me this quiet, beautiful weather week, so I didn't have to worry about tornadoes or anything else.
Yes.
So I could just take my time and say goodbye. But, yeah, I mean, it's just been so beautiful, and it's been low humidity. So even if we get a disturbance, it doesn't have any moisture to create anything. So we're going to continue with this tomorrow. Saturday, pretty good too. Sunday, we start to get some clouds in here, and you're going to notice it getting a little warmer, a little bit more humid. And by Sunday night, probably as we're going to bed, and I may stay up late Sunday night, I don't know. But as we're headed off to bed Sunday night, that will be the first round of rain. And next week, it kind of looks off and on like we're going to get into a different pattern where we're going to see some rain chance every day. And I would say right now, kind of circling Wednesday for the best chance of maybe a few stronger storms.
Are we done with cold weather?
I think we're done with cold weather. Now, it was in the 40s Monday morning and Tuesday morning. This morning it's down in the 50s. But it's kind of hard to get back to the 40s once you hit mid-April. So I'd say we're done with those now.
Well, Melinda, it's been quite the week. Roger, we were talking earlier. I can't recall a send-off like this. And of course, everybody's gotten better at doing send-offs. And you've been in the business 39 years. We've already thrown it out there. No woman has ever done Arkansas TV longer. You beat Beth Ward by 2 years with 39 years. You were the first to be a female meteorologist certified in this market. And nobody's done morning TV, man or female.
Oh,
or
that's
beef,
so awesome.
Than you. And so, but this whole week you had the governor come by Monday live in studio. We sent you a little message the other day. I mean, what's it been like this week?
I tell you, I'm getting sick of myself this week, so I can only imagine. I can only imagine what everybody's saying. Enough already, but it's just been incredible.
Well, nobody here is saying that.
I've had people say, give us plenty of time so we can give you a proper send-off, but I thought the last day, I had no idea that it would be this, that the lady governor, I almost called her that because I'm so used to you guys, came in and brought us cookies. And then the day after that, it was Pine Bluff Mayor Vivian Flowers, my hometown mayor, who proclaimed tomorrow Melinda Mayo Day in Pine Bluff. And then Mayor Frank Scott was proclaiming yesterday Melinda Mayo Day in Little Rock. So I got days all over the place. And
That's outstanding.
I'm so grateful.
It's well deserved, awesome. Melinda. And I was mentioning to Basil, may I call you Basil?
Yes.
I was mentioning to him that, even most people leave unceremoniously because they've taken another gig or they've gone away and they've gone to different markets and this and that. But by virtue of you being in the market and for 39 years, just shy of 40 years, you're a unicorn because even with Ned, I don't remember any of this going
Mount
on
Rushmore.
Like this. And no disrespect to Ned, but I don't know if he wasn't here. I don't even know if he's an Arkansas boy. Was he?
No.
So all of those things, Melinda, it's well deserved for you being in your profession and doing what you're doing. Aside from being the first female to do this and being a meteorologist and doing all that, to have the stay in power and do all that and to work through so many different teams that you've done so well, it's outstanding. So congratulations and well deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Thank you for your shout out. So we had to mention that was at SoCo, right?
Yes.
I said, I was like, why does it look like they're in a really fancy laundry room? And and we said, oh, I think that's so cute. So thank you for that. Thank
we
you,
were in
Justin.
Front of that jeans. That's yeah, those, yeah. Those finely folded jeans yes. display. Yes.
Very
that's
true.
That's what it was.
Very true. Hey, Melinda, to piggyback off of what Raj just talked about, all your accolades and 39 years and all of the things that he mentioned, who was your biggest influence in your career? Was it Ned or was it somebody else prior to? Or I'm just curious.
Yeah, probably coming into weather, I would say Ned was my mentor, because Ned came into the business before it was so sciencey, so technical, right? He came into the business when it was like show business, right? So he taught me, don't take
He reminds me
seriously.
Of Anchorman, Ron Burgundy.
Yes, that is him.
I loved him. I mean that in a good way, not a bad way.
Absolutely, in all the good ways. So he really taught me, you know what? They're not going to remember if you said it's going to be 75 or 85. They're going to remember if you smiled, if you were pleasant, if you were funny when it was appropriate, if they enjoyed watching you. And so that's kind of what I've always gone with. Yeah. Good looking, all of those things. Yeah, he's going to be at my little get-together tomorrow night if you guys can come.
Well, you know what? I'm so disappointed because I'm emceeing the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, or I would be there, Melinda. I was going to ask, you know, tomorrow is the last day. Odds are, if we went to the Oakland Sports App powered by FanDuel and looked at the odds of you crying tomorrow, what are the odds are that's going to happen tomorrow during the show?
You know, the only time I've really gotten a little emotional, you were there. It's probably because you were there. You guys were taping that little thing with Austin. And
yes.
I thought, you know what? This is a Daybreak promo, and I'm the main part of it. I'm not in it for the first time. And that got me just a little bit. Yeah. Now, Ryan and Stacey have cried the whole week. So they're doing the crying for me. Ryan and I just taped our last line dance 20 minutes ago that we'll go online tomorrow, and it's kind of special. And I look over at him, and we're line dancing, and he's tearing up. And I'm like, Ryan, come on. So I'm not a big crier. I'm going to say only a 30% chance that
okay.
I cry.
Okay. Well, the other thing I wanted to bring up, Belinda, I don't know why. I've had a lot more people because I guess it's been put out about what you're going through with your health. And I know, is it today? When is that story going out that I know I've seen it teased with Beth about what you're going on with your voice? When's that going to come out?
Sure. It actually ran yesterday at 5 o'clock. It ran this morning on Daybreak. So we're going to post that. It's on our website now. It's on our Facebook page now. And I'm so thankful to Beth. I mean, what a great friend she's been for so long. That she went and talked to both my ENT doctor, my neurologist, and my speech therapist. Just to kind of, you know, get this out in the open to let other people know, hey, when something doesn't seem just right, you know it, but nobody else says anything's going on, go check it out because you never know, right? And also just to talk about MS, there's 6,000 Arkansans living with it. Probably some people you know, but you don't know that they're dealing with it. And so just to kind of bring awareness out, I just wanted to do that.
Yeah, because I don't know, to be honest with you, thinking back, when you first brought this up, probably, golly, 4 or 5 months ago, 6 months ago, I can't remember, you didn't mention what was going on. You said you're getting it checked out. So I don't know if we've really ever addressed it specifically. Now,
did you know it then, Melinda, and just keep it even from us? No, and it's okay. I mean, did you know then when the first mention of your voice, because people were even mentioning it on the show and that sort of thing, did you know then?
Right. No, I didn't. Now, my mother had sort of these tremors in her voice, and so my doctors actually to this day are not sure if this is one thing or two separate things. Is my voice having these tremors, and then did that lead me into checking out further what is a mild case of multiple sclerosis. So to this day, they're not sure if one necessarily has to do with the other. It seems like a strange coincidence, I know, but no, I pretty much kept you guys. I think I told you guys before I told anybody else.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go. So yeah. It was about two years ago we knew the voice was doing this. It was about 6 months ago we knew about MS.
Oh, 2 years? I didn't realize it had been 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, go ahead, Justin.
I was going to say, Melinda, and if you feel free not to answer this, if it's too personal, I apologize. I'm just curious, did that result in you retiring at this point or have anything to do with it?
I would say it put me over the top in deciding now was the time. So I've thought about it for the past 2 or 3 years that I thought my time was winding down as far as getting up every morning at 3 a.m. And doing that kind of work. I've kind of scaled back my hours already. So every year I was making the decision of whether I was going to stay another year or not. And then when all this came to, and one of the main things you have to do for MS is get good sleep.
Good sleep.
Your brain needs that good
sleep. My mother-in-law has it.
When they told me that, I said, you know what? That's my decision. That makes my decision for me.
Yeah, because you're definitely not getting normal sleep, and you haven't for a long, long time. We're the same way. Yours is even worse because you're getting up even earlier.
Yeah, and shame on people like myself who think, dadgummit, why didn't you go for 40? Now I know why.
Melinda
for health reasons.
Yes.
Melinda's alarm goes off when I go to bed.
We know.
Melinda, sort of the last thing before we get to let you thank your sponsor, Wicked. We were talking about Wicked. You're going to see Wicked today. You're going backstage. The Morning Mayhem crew along with the Greg and Lee Hatcher, we're going Sunday night. But you've been invited backstage. Are you going to be in the play? Are they going to give you a character to play?
I'm not going to be in the musical at any point. However, I've been invited backstage today to go up in Glenda's bubble.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
I'm getting the bubble, which goes up pretty high. And apparently they strap you in, like with safety harnesses. And the whole thing. So this is something they do usually for one member of the media before their matinee, which will be today at 1. So I'm going in and I get to go up in the bubble and just see what that is like. Now, I saw the Broadway play before the movies were ever even thought of. I've seen it 3 times. But I'm really curious how you guys are going to feel having already seen the movies and then seen the Broadway play. It's going to be interesting to hear your take on it.
For sure.
I saw the play a few times before the movie as well. So I'm curious to see what they think.
It's just me and Roger. Has Sam seen it before? Has seen the play? So it's just me and Roger, the only ones
that have
not seen the play. Everybody else has seen it except for us. Yeah, so we're excited about doing that.
Yeah, you're getting so dressed up.
Melinda, so now that you don't have to go into the station, you're still going to commit to doing our deal with you every Thursday at 8:30. Ground Essentials. Could we see you sometimes in studio with us now that you're not having to work at Channel 7? Would you occasionally come by and hang out with us at the studio?
Can I wear a baseball cap and no makeup?
Absolutely. Dang straight you can.
And if I may.
Roger does that every day.
Every day. Listen, here's the thing. On your way in from Pine Bluff, swing through Poet and pick up our boy.
That's exactly.
And bring him to come.
Through. Of course.
Well, you got to cut through.
She's not in Pine Bluff, too. She's in Little Rock.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know why I thought you lived. That's ridiculous. I didn't know that. For some reason, isn't that wild?
I thought you were getting up. Well, she's from Pine Bluff.
So. You know what? I just put you with Pine Bluff so much. Even when we were talking with Michael Marion yesterday about his one person, if he could have come back, your Corliss. Elvis, and he was born in Tupelo, where Elvis was. And I think I mentioned, didn't you say you went to see Elvis when he was in Pine Bluff?
I did. I saw Elvis Presley in concert.
Wow.
1976. I mean, can you believe it, Baz? I saw him. I was 12 years old.
Crazy.
Wow. It was such a big deal. He played, 76. He played two nights back to back, went back to Memphis in between. Wow. They drove the limo right into like these big garage doors that went
Pine
into
Bluff
the convention center.
Yes,
Pine Bluff Convention Center. Wow. They had just opened it, so that was like the big get to get Elvis to really be the opener of the convention center. The tickets, this was outrageous at the time. The tickets to see Elvis Presley cost $12.
Oh yeah, Michael Merritt mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what?
And now tickets are like $212.
That's crazy. Yeah, it costs that much if people want to go see Elvis's jacket.
Melinda, Elvis knew who was that little girl out
he
there.
Knew
what that
he
little
looked
girl
right
was
at
become.
Her.
He did
he
look
right at
her.
I see you, little girl.
All right,
Melinda. Well, he had an eye for younger girls.
Make sure this is your last time thanking Sanders as a Channel 7 employee. So please do that. We'll let you go. Close it out for today.
Well, I'm so thankful to them as well as everything that's going on right now. Thankful that Sanders said, hey, let's sponsor her. And, my lawn is the best in the neighborhood by far. It will be the best in your neighborhood if you give them a call. And I'm so thankful to Kyle and Kent for everything they've done. So it's 315-9395, sandersground.com. You can do it all on the website. Get that free estimate. It's not too late this spring to get them on your team, to get them out there and take care of it. And I heard, now that I can travel, I heard we're going to go to Augusta next year, right, Ben?
Yes, that's exactly
Come
right.
Come on, Melinda.
Top dog.
Come
top
on, Melinda.
That
Let's
would
go.
Be awesome. That
Let's
would
go.
Be awesome. Hey, and one last addendum to what you just said about Sanders. You just gave me an idea. My lawn is no longer the best in my neighborhood, because there's another six or seven other neighbors that I have in my neighborhood that have Sanders, so it's all a tie, with everybody.
Nice. How take about, that.
Listen, absolutely.
All right, Melinda, have a great rest of the day. Enjoy Wicked, and one more day tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week. Congratulations.
Thanks, Melinda.
Thank you, guys. Let's get this baseball team going. Got to talk about that next week. All right.
Exactly.
Love
all right,
guys.
Thanks, Melinda.